Shemra today. Mitzvah Shem Sunday we'll have Shir. We'll probably do a side topic on Sunday, in case some of you will not be here, and then Mitzvah Shem will finish. We'll continue this again Monday. Okay, Motzi Shemra, of course, is found in Chumash Devarim in Perachav Beis. The Torah tells us that a Baal comes forward with the tain of Lomatzasi Bitcho Besulim. The claim that this is an Eishes Ish Zin Sola Achar Erisim. If, of course, that the Taina is correct, that's an Onish of Misa. If, however, the Taina is incorrect, and we'll see the Machlokas Rishon, Rabbi Natam, the Ramban, right, how it is that we prove the Taina Sabbat incorrect, is Hachasa Shefeshim, is it necessary to have Hazama, then the Torah tells us that there is a multiple Onish that the Baal Rishins. But first the Torah tells us of a Yisroso, which is a chiyuv malchus. And then the Torah tells us va'ansho somea kesef, there's a chiyuv mammon, a chiyuv knas. And then the pasuk tells us vosi elisha, v'yuchal eshalcha kol yomav. So that's the triple effect of the tan of motzi shemra. There's a chiyuv malchus, there's a chiyuv knas, and also v'yuchal eshalcha kol yomav. Motzi shemra in many respects is considered to be a chidushu, and as we've often mentioned, the Tosfos Nivamos and Avzayin Madalef Drumas Chalafi, that a chiddush is something which Tosa says is a davar chadash, a soser es haklal. So it's not just simply a novel idea that otherwise you wouldn't have known, but rather chiddush means that it goes against that which we know is true b'chol haTorah kula. And this certainly seems to be the case when it comes to the onshin of Moshe Shemra. Number one, the fact that there is a chiyuv malchus. The Gemara points out in Makos and Avdal Dumabeis that Moshe Shemra is a lav she'ein b'maisa. It's just simply dibur. And yet, the Torah tells us v'yisra so that there is a chiyuv malchus. Defies the fact that we assume, like the sheet of the Chacham against Rabbi Yehuda, that a lav she'ein b'maisa, ein lo kin alav. That everyone agrees, of course, that there is a chiyuv malchus darais in the case of Motzi Shemra. We discussed in the Rishon Shir that issue of the Bahag in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Yudalit, where the Bahag counts not only in Isser, but the Bahag counts even Onshe Misa independently. And we mentioned the Kasha of the Rambam, that how can it be, if you're going to accept the view of Halachas Gedolos to count an Onesh independently, why then does the Bahag only do so when it comes to Onshe Misa? Why isn't it true even when it comes to Onesh of Malkus as well? And therefore there should be two Halachos, two Mitzvos, when it comes to every Lav. Right, not only the Azhara, but also the Onesh. That's the Kasha of the Rambam. We mentioned the Teretz, the Ramban, that there's a fundamental difference between an Onesh Misa as opposed to an Onesh of Malchus. When it comes to an Onesh of Misa, the Ramban points out, there is no klal. It's necessary for the Torah to tell us independently that this Misa Vera carries with it an Onesh of Misa. This certainly is not true when it comes to Malchus. Malchus, the Ramban says, there is a mitzvah klalis, there's a principle, that which is dumya delav de chasima. So therefore you understand very well halacha gedolos. When it comes to avodah zarah, when it comes to Shabbos, that's a gzeiras hakasuv of Shabbos, of avodah zarah, that you're chayav misa, that is counted in minin hamitzvos independently. The Bahag has esay, los esay, and onshin. However, when it comes to lavim, it's just dumi de lav de chasima, they're not counted independently in any shape or form. So, very simply, it's true. When you're dealing with a malchus, which is dumi de lav de chasima, then it has to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. It cannot be a lav she'ein b'maisa. However, when it comes to Motzi Shemra, the reason there's a possibility of malchus, despite the fact that it's only nisr dibur, is very simply, this is not based on the parsha of Losachsam Shorbedisha. This is an independent chi of Malkus based on the pasuk of a Yisroso. And therefore, of course, it is considered to be a chiddush in the sense that ein b'mais niyad lo kin alav. But again, that just simply means that one cannot derive from the lav de chasima. But here, that's the separate gzeres hakasuv of a Yisroso. This ha'ar is found in Tosus. The Tosus is in Tmura. And of Gimelam and Aleph Divra Maskel Vaharei, where Tosus is bothered by the following kasha. The Gemara discusses Lav She'ein B'maisa Ein Mokin Lav, and the Gemara raises the following kasha Vaharei Meimar. What about the Isra of Tmura? Isn't that a lav shein b'maisa? And nonetheless, lokan lav. We've discussed that in the past. How is it possible to get malchus v'isra of tamura? And how many sets of malchus there are? One set of malchus, two sets of malchus. Tosus and tamura and up. Gimel Aleph is bothered by the following. If the Gemara is looking for models of lav she'ein b'maisa lokan lav, so why does the Gemara only raise the kasha from tamura? Tosa says, "Amai lo parech memotzi shemra." Isn't this a classic example of a lav she'im amaisa shalokin alav? So Tosa says, "V'yishlomar delo boi lemifrach mehani yichsibu malchus b'torah." The Gemara is not asking from those cases where it's explicit mechumish that there is a chi of malchus. That clearly is not based on dumi delav de chasima. That is an independent mechayim. Good. So, one sense, Motzi Shemra is considered to be a chidushu lav she'im b'maisa, but nonetheless lokin alav. However, it's not a pircha, because the malchus is not rooted in lav dechasima, but rather a separate gzeiras hakasu. Furthermore, the Gemara Makos in Daf Dal Mabeis has an additional ha'ara. The pasuk tells us in Dvarim Perachafei, kidei rishosam. And that's the drasha sa Gemara Makos Daf Dal Mabeis, we discussed at great length last year. Normally speaking, there is a single onesh. And this is not true when it comes to Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is a chiddush in the sense of lokan u'mishalim. The Torah says, v'yisrael sel, the chi of malchus, v'anshel sel me'akese, there is a chi of malchus, and there is a chi of knas. In that sense as well, the chi of a Motzi Shemra is considered to be a davar hasoser esaklam. Again, it's based on pasuk. The Torah tells us that there is this onesh. In fact, why is this the case that there is a double onesh? And is this or is this not in conflict with the principle of kedei rishaso or the comparable principle of kimlei derabinei? So this goes back to what we discussed last year as well. We touched on it this year when it comes to the chiyuv of kofir. The Torah tells us in Shmos, in Perachav Aleph, that if a shor hamuad kills someone, in kofar yushas alav, there is a chiyuv tashlum. The Gemara Baba Kama and Dav Chavav Man Aleph raises the following kasha, Yei adam chayiv v'kofar mikavachomer. Based on kavachomer, shouldn't we assume that if a person kills someone, there should be a chiyuv tashlum as well? After all, when it comes to a shor, there's no chiyuv of daledvarim, and yet there is a chiyuv of kofar. So adam, where there is a chiyuv of dalet varim, so certainly ein odin shechayiv kofar. That's the Gemara's kavachomer. So why is it that there's no chiyuv kofar in a case where a person takes the life of another? The Gemara answers in Bava Kama Daf Chavav Apostle that Amar Kra Kechol Asher Yushas Alav Alav V'lo Al Ha'adam Gzeres HaKasu. You have a kavachomer. Makes sense that there should be a chiyuv kofar when it comes to Adam. The pasuk says, "Allah v'lo ala Adam." Gzeres akas. Good. Next Gemara, the Gemara Bava Kama and Avdalam and Aleph says the following: the opening Mishnah, Maseches Bava Kama, mentions the arba bus nezikin and tells us, "Lo ri'izeh kiri'izeh." Good. Each one has unique halachos, and therefore you cannot derive one for another. And the Mishnah tells us that lo hari ashor kari hamavet. What does that mean? Rav says that shor, which is keren shin regel, right, cannot be comparable to the case of mavet, which is adam. Why is that true? Because shor is mishalim esakofer, and adam eino mishalim esakofer. The way the Gemara presents it, Bava Kama Daf Dalam and Aleph, that shor has a chumra over adam, and therefore one cannot be derived from the other. What is the chumra of shor? Mishalim esakofer. Good. So number one, the Gemara has a gzeres hakasu. Why Adam is exempt? The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chavav Man Aleph. Number two, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Dalit says, and it's a chumra, that shor is mishalim esakofer. Good. So Tosus raises the obvious kasha. The Tosus Bava Kama Daf Dalit Man Aleph. Dremasel Kiri'i Hiksheriva. What do you mean? This is a chumra of shor over Adam. Why is that a chumrah? My chumrah is a. You know why a person is potem in a kofer? Because kimlei b'deravimine. That's Tosus's kasha. Adam, a rotseach, is killed. So of course if he's killed, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. Mashenkein, in the case of, sure. So therefore, Of course, there's no fee of kofar when it comes to Adam. And how can the Gemara attempt to argue this is a chumrah? This is not a chumrah, this is a kula. Adam is so chamor that there's a chiyuv misa, so of course there's a ptur tashlumin. So how does the Gemara tell us that lahari ashur kay adam, that shur is considered to be more chamor? Good. So the re-answer is no. The ptur of Adam is not because of kimin raminei. The reason that Adam is patur min hakofer is not because of the onesh chamor of misa, and that exempts the chiyuv tashlumin. That's not true. Take a look at the Gemara that he says, the Ptur is not Kim Leder Avinei, the Ptur is based on the Gzeres HaKosuv, Alav V'lo Al HaAdam. So in that sense, the fact that Shor is Chayiv and Adam is Potter reflects that Tzad Chamor that Shor has that Adam does not. Because the Ptur is not based on Kim Leder Avinei. Good? That's what the Rishi says. You see from the Gemara? If it wasn't for that gzeres hakasuv of olav lo ala adam, we would assume that if a person is a rotzeach, in addition to the chi of misa, there also is a chi of kofin. So how can that be? What about the principle of kim leder rabbinei? No, the Ri just makes the following ha'ara. You see, from the sugya that chavav, the ptur is not kim leder rabbinei. It's a gzeres hakasuv. So therefore, you cannot ask ma chumra hizu. Because after all, in principle, Adam could have been chayiv if not for the concept of kim leder aminei. The Ri says, you see from the Gemara, that that's not true. So, but what's the bottom line? What's the hesmer? Why is it that there's a need for gzeres hakasuv? And why does the Gemara call it a tzar chomer? Why don't we simply assume that in principle there is a chiyuv, but kim leder aminei exempts? This is what we discussed recently. This is one of the nafkaminas the Shitun Kabetza says in Bava Kama Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, between a chiyuv tashlumin as opposed to tashlumei kapara. What are the differences between mamon as opposed to kapara? So I mentioned there's seven differences. One of the differences is mechila. Tosa says, what's another difference? Shitun Kabetza writes this exact case. Kim leder aminei. Kim leder aminei is only applicable when you're dealing with a chiyuv mamon. Misa and Mamon, or Misa and Knas. If you're dealing with the case of Tashlume Kapara, there's no concept of Kim Leder Aminei. And therefore, in principle, we certainly could have assumed that in a case of Rotzeach, there should be a dual Chiyuv, not only a Chiyuv Misa, but also a Chiyuv Kofer. And the Ptur is a Kula, Zeres HaKosuv. It is not based on Kim Leder Aminei. That's what the Shitun Kabetza writes in Bava Kama Daf Mem Gimel Beis, Deramas Lagufa. Good? Maharam writes the following Kiddush. This is what's relevant for us. This is in Bava Kama and Avdala Mar Aleph. Right, the Maharam's comment on that Tosus. Kim Leibed Rabine only applies when you're dealing with two independent onshin and not a double onish. That's very crucial. What's an example of Kim Leibed Rabine? A person kills someone, in the course of doing so, he rips his clothing. So number one, there's a chiyuv b'toras rotzeach. Number two, there's a chiyuv b'toras mazik. A person is mechal al Shabbos, and in doing so, causes hezek. There's a chiyuv misa b'toras Shabbos. There's a chiyuv mamon b'toras hezek. That's kim leder aminei. Two independent onshim. Maram writes the following chiddush. There is no kim leder aminei when there is a double onesh. If the Torah were to argue for the very same Maisa Veira, the Chiyuv is A and B, you cannot ask Kim Leder Aminei. And therefore, in principle, if it wouldn't have been for that Pasuk of Olav Lo Adam, we certainly would have said that the person who is Rotzeach is Chayiv Misa, and also is Chayiv Kofer. The fact that one is Chayiv Misa is not grounds at all to exempt from the Chiyuv of Kofer. And that requires a gzeres hakasuv. And given that there's a gzeres hakasuv, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Dalav calls that a kula of adam as opposed to shor, because kim leder aminei does not apply when it comes to a double onesh, only when it comes to independent onesh. Now, that's a very important chiddush, because that is the halach when it comes to mosi shemra. Even though it's true that we have halach of kedei rishasa, If that's true, how is it possible in the case of Motzi Shemra, lo ke'umishalim? What's the answer? Gzeiras HaKosov. So what does that Gzeiras HaKosov mean? Absolute yotzim and aklau. No, the Rambam doesn't mention this case, but according to his Sfarah, and that's the Giv Kofer, you understand very well. The Chiddush is that Kidney Ramani applies to independent onshim that coincide, not to a case of double onesh. And therefore we need a pasuk to exempt kofar, otherwise you would have been chayiv twice, and in a case of Motzi Shemra in Achinami, you are in fact chayiv twice. There is a chiyuv malchus, and there is a chiyuv of tashlumin, and this is not at odds with the principle of kedei rishasa at all. So at once, the chiyuv malchus of Motzi Shemra is a chiddush, because we would have called this alav she'en mamaisa, but yet the pasuk says lokin alav. The fact that there's a double onesh is unique, with the hezber that a double onesh, we understand. There you don't apply kimnei rabbinei or kedei rishaso. Even a further element of chiddush, no? And that is the chiyuv of meya kesef. Meya kesef is not the chiyuv mamon, that is a chiyuv knas. Rashi writes in that very sugya, in Makos and Davdal Mabeis, he's referring to the knas of Motzi Shemra. Rashi writes, V'chol knas chiddushu. Whenever you have a chiyuv knas, it's also considered to be a chiddush. Mamay nafkamina. Rashi writes, U'me chiddush lo yalfinon l'mamona. If something is a chiddush, me chiddush lo yalfinon. And therefore, the entire tashlumin is also considered to be a chiddush. The norm, b'chol ha'Torah kula, is a person pays a certain amount either to compensate or to restore, as we've discussed in the past. Here, the chiyuv of mea kesef is not restoration, it is not compensation, in the classic sense, it's an objective shear. Rashi says the chiyuv tashlumin is a knas, and knas by its very nature is considered to be a chiddush. Good, so there are many aspects so far, right, of chiddush involved in Motzi Shemra, Malkus, and Molko Mishalim, the chiyuv of mea kesef. What about the last halacha the Torah tells us? Velosi Elisha, how will one be magdir that chiyuv? No? Is that a knas? Is that an onesh? Is that a mitzvah? How do you understand that element of Motzi Shemra? This is discussed in Afike Yam. It's found in Chelek Beis, in Simen Mem Beis, Os Beis. Afike Yam raises the following suffix, the effect of Motzi Shemra. The same thing is true, I think, Yom writes, when it comes to Ones. When the Torah tells us that as a result of what you have done, V'lo Siel Isha, L'yuch V'shalcha Kol Yomav, how do you understand it? Is that considered to be a Knas? Is that considered to be an Onesh? Or is that something which is entirely different? Let's assume, for example, a person is Mode, that he was Motzi Shemra. How would that affect Lo Siel Isha or Yuchel Shalcha Kol Yomav? If it's a Knas, would we assume the principle of Moda B'Knas Fater? If it's an Onesh, would we assume that Einan Amesem Atzmo Rasha? Or would we argue that no? If a person is Moda in the case of Motzi Shemra, good, one could argue that you can't be Mechayev a person Malkus, or you cannot enforce a chiyuv knas based on his hodah, but maybe the halacha of lo siel isha, liyuchel shalcha, would remain even in a case of hodah. Afike Yam writes, if you look in Rashi, Makos Dav Tezvav Meralim, Ramasko Vakati, Rashi has the following phrase, that Mala Motzi Shemra, that dinhu sheyiknesuhu lekonsa. That's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi uses terminology of knas. When it comes to Motzi Shemra, right, there is a knas that he must go ahead and remain married to her. And the tur, right, in Simen Kufay in Zion, writes the same thing in the case of ones. Vekonsin hama'anes Shitzarach Lisa also. Offhand, Afikiyam writes, if one is medayik literally in the term of Rashi in the Torah, it seems that even that element of Motzi Shemra as well is considered to be a knas. This, Afikiyam points out, is against what you find in Sefer HaChinuch. HaChinuch writes in Tavkuf Nun Zayin, in cases of ones, where also there's halacha v'lo siyel isha, the Chinuch writes the following: V'noheges mitzvah zu le'inyan hechreyach piron haknas b'zecharim b'zman habayis. The halacha of ones, in terms of tashlumei knas, only applies b'zman habayis sheyesh b'yadeinu lodon dinei knasos. However, but the fact that the Torah says if someone is ma'anes nara besul osiel yisha, there af bismanazehu mitzvah leha. Why? Sefer Chinuch writes explicitly shehanisu en mitzvah velo knas. The knas is the tashlumin when it comes to a case of ones, chamishim kesev, that requires a bezin of smuchim beretz Yisrael. What about Vlosi Elisha? It's a mitzvah. That applies to Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'af Bizman Hazeh. Afikayam writes, a raya to this chiddush, that Vlosi Elisha, Luchal Shalcha, is a mitzvah to say, mitzvah slow to say, not simply a knas or an onesh. He writes the following, the Gemara tells us in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, that Motzi Shemra Miftar Bahodaso. Regarding Motzi Shemra, we apply the principle that Mode Biknas is Potter, Af Imbo Edim Acharkach, even if subsequently Edim will come. The Gemara tells us, Shu Aslam and Gibbon with Beis, Mode Biknas is Potter. Afikiyam raises the following kasha. The Gemara tells us, Babakama Dafayin Hey, we don't always assume Moda b'knas v'acharach bo edim is potter. When do you assume moda b'knas v'acharach bo edim is potter? Only in a case where, as a result of his hoda, there's some level of chiyuv. No? Moda b'knas v'acharach bo edim potter means the following. If you already moda, and as a result of your hoda, there is a chiyuv, then even if subsequently edim will come, you are exempt from any additional form of chiyuv. Let's assume, for example, that I admit that I stole a chayfetz. So my hodos baldin creates a chiyuv. I'm chayiv in keren. I'm chayiv in hafzaras haba'en. So even if Adam will subsequently come, I will be potter min hakeifel. Moda b'knas v'akbalim potter means a hodah that's meaningful. What, it's a hodah that only exempts? So why in the world won't everybody be modeh b'knas? No? It means a hodah that is a meaningful assertion. It creates a chiyuv. In fact, this is the kasha that the Yamshel Shlomo raises. And that's sugyan baba kama dafayin hey. If you assume, as we do, that short time, chayiv chatin ezek, is knas, why should a person be potter if he's modeh b'knas? No, what's the liability that a person creates through his hodah? So a person gets up and he's moda that his short time was no geach. So that's kula revach. No, he exempts himself. So why do you assume moda b'knas potter even to a case of chatzin ezek? That's the kasha the Yamshel Shlomo raises. The Afikiyam quotes the Teretz the Nodeh B'Yehuda. It's found in Eben Ezer, Simen Chav Gimel. No, there is a detriment to that hodah as well. Why? Shimigach od yasem od. Because his hodas felt in that his short time was no geach, it does have an element of liability. Because even though he doesn't have to pay, but nonetheless, he is that much closer to the shor becoming a shor hamod. But it's clear that the only time we would assume that hoda exempts and hoda is meaningful. So therefore, what is the kasha? Fikiyam writes, so how can the Gemara tell us that hodas felt in is applicable in the case of Motzi Shemra mini moda b'knas is potter? What chiyuv has he created al yedei hodazu? Svefikiyam writes, he thinks, no, this is exactly the Chiddush. Ein achinami. Al yedei hoda, there won't be a chiyuv malkus, there won't be a chiyuv of tashlumin, but there will be the halacha of velos yalisha, v'yuchu l'shalcha kol yomav. Then you understand why in fact it is that you can call that motive knas potter. Because the hoda creates a liability. It creates a hischaivus. If al yedei hoda zu, we would completely ignore the fact that he was motzi shemra, how then could you apply the principle of motive knas v'yachach v'oedim potter? Afikayam writes that if you look in the Tshuva Saradvaz, in Simon Yotes, the Radvaz is explicit. The through a hodas baldin, one is not exempt from velos yelisha liyuchel shalcha koyama. And with this in mind, Afikayam writes, you understand very well why in minin hamitzvos this is counted as a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah sasei, a mitzvah lo sasei. Because if the halacha of lo siyish luch l'sholcha was begeder onesh or knas, that would not be a mitzvah which is incumbent upon a yachid. That would be a mitzvah hamutal al bezdin. Just like imposing the knas or imposing the onesh. And therefore he writes, you see from the Rambam sheet as well, the fact that it is counted as a mitzvah indicates that that's exactly the status. That is not a chovas bezdin, but rather there is a mitzvah. And in Achinami, bezdin can be kofe, right? The Torah's mitzvos as well, as we've discussed in the past. So that's the Chiddush Afikayam discusses in terms of lo silisha, v'yuchal l'shalcha koyamav. He tries to demonstrate that is not b'toras onesh or b'toras knas, that is b'toras mitzvah, and the hodas baldin would create that chiyuv. And in that sense, it's different from the case of mea kesef and the chiyuv of malchus. So our Mishnah tells us in the case of motzi shemra, we find a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says, "B'shlosha, the Chama Amrim no, be'eser b'shlosha." Why is that true? "B'bnei sheyesh ba din nafashas." So, the first hezber of this machlokas, Rabbi Nacham, is the chiddush of Ula, that the machlokas revolves around choshishin alaz. According to Rabbi Meir, you saw that in choshishin alaz, and therefore it's sufficient to have a bezin of shlosha. According to the Chachamim, that no choshishin alaz. Rashi understands the Gemara as follows. What is the Tainas Habal? Simply, it's a Taina Pesach Pesuach. Lo Matzasi the Bitcha Besulim. The intent of the Baal simply is Lahafsida Ksuvasa. He is not intending to have her killed. He does not bring Edim because his Taina is simply one of Mammon of Hefsid Ksuva. And as we learned in the Sigin Suvas and Daf Tes and Daf Yud, for that the Baal is Neman without Eidim. Ein Adam Taref Besuda Mafsida. The husband is not going to go through the entire expense of making his chasna and turn around, right, and make a false claim. So that he is Neman without any Eidim whatsoever. So good. This is a straight case of Mama Mafsida Ksuvasa. Why is it then that we should require a Bezin of Gimel? So Rashi says, Choshishin alaz. What does that mean? Well, look, what's going to happen as a result of his claim that she was not a basula? Yatza hakol, right? V'yavo edim, and then all of a sudden now, din nefashos. No? So since as a result of his tanas mamma, we are concerned that yavo edim, v'yaidu shezinsa, so therefore, according to the Chacham, require a bezn of Chav Gimel, because now it is considered to be a case of din nefashos. Very great Kiddush. Rav Meir says, not true. Right now it is a case of hefsid ksuva. It is a case of a chiyuv mamon. If one thing will lead to the next, then it unfolds and subsequently becomes din nefashos. Fine, we'll handle it then. But right now it is labeled as Mamon, and therefore a Bezner Shlosh is considered to be sufficient. So what is then this machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir whether in fact this taina of lo matzos the bircha besulim, as far as hefsid ksuv is concerned, without producing any edim at all, is labeled as dinim mamonos, or whether it's labeled as dinim nafashos. Rashi says that's the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So a great chiddush that according to the shita of the Chachamim, already here and now this is labeled as an instance of dinim nafashos. Why should that be so? Why al pidin should this be considered already to be dinim nafashos that requires a bezdin of chav gimel? So Rav Slavinchik has written up the following chiddush. This is found in Kobetz Chiddushei Torah. Right, the piece is entitled Be'inim Kabbalas Eidus U'Gemar Bin D'Nefashos. Does not discuss our sugya directly, but here the Rav makes the following ha'ara. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin found Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. What happens if Mishin Nigmar Dino? There was a Gemar Din Lamisa. And Ubarach, and a person escapes. He runs away. Ubal Bezdin Acher. So, Ein Sosin as Dino, the Rambam writes. You don't have to start from scratch. But it's sufficient if two Eidim will come forward and say that Me'idan Ano Esish Ploni, Shenigmar Dino Bezdin Ploni, Uploni Uploni Eidav. And that's sufficient. And Bezdin will carry out the Onish of Misa. So if there was a Gemar Din Lamisa, but the person escapes, and now he is found in another Bezdin, Bezdin certainly does not start from scratch at all, but two Eidim will come forward, and they will just relate what occurred, right? That there was a Gemar Din, these Dayanim, these Eidim, and that is considered to be sufficient. The Rambam, however, adds, "V'hu she'idu be'bezdin shel esrim v'shlosha." However, the Eidus that these two Eidim give require a bezdin of chav gimel. This is called Kabbalah Sa'idus of Din Nefashos. Kabbalah Sa'idus of Din Nefashos. Does that require a bezdin of chav gimel? Or is it sufficient to have a bezdin of shlosha? So the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim quotes the very great chiddush of Rav Sadia Gaon, that Kabbalah's Eidus of Dinin of Pashos only requires a Bezdin of Shlosha. Well, that's where Sadigan interprets the Pasuk, why the Pasuk mentions Shnayim and Shlosha. What does it mean? We'll see on the next day. Rav Sadigan interprets Poshav Shat and the Pasuk, two Eidim that come before three Dayanim. Yumas Ameis. What does that mean? You only require two Eidim who testify before three Dayanim. Kabbalah Sa'edus of Dinin Nefashos does not require a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban assumes not true. The Gemar Din, Psak Din, everyone agrees, requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Hu Hadinami Kabbalah Sa'edus of Dinin Nefashos requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Rambam likewise assumes as a Shitas Ramban, and the Rambam even goes a step further that we just read. See, in a normal case you have the Kabbalah Seidus of Dinin Nefashos that will result in a Psak Din Lamisa. Here the Rambam has a case of Nigmar Dinu Ubarach where the Gemar Din already occurs, but if you can come up with a case where there'll be Kabbalah Seidus La'achar Gemar Din, even that Kabbalah Seidus requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. No? Where do you have Kabbalah Seidus L'achar Gemar Din? This Rambam. No? There was already a Gemar Din. However, Barach finds himself Bezdin Acher. In such an instance, now the Kabbalah Seidus Nefashos. So just as Gemar Din requires Chav Gimel, Kabbalah Seidus requires Chav Gimel as well. Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban on the one hand against the view of Rav Sadia Gaon. The reason for the view of the Rambam and the Ramban apparently is, this is what the Minchas Chinuch assumes, that Kabbalah Seidus is tantamount to Gemar Din. And whatever is true of Gemar Din is also true of Kabbalah Seidus. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch raises the following kasha. That's not true. L'chora raya Rav Sadia Gaon. Ir nidachas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuf yud beis amar aleph. This is what the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, what is necessary for Nidachas? A Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. But yet, the Kabbalah Se'edus of your Nidachas is not a Bezdin Hagadol, Ayin Aleph. The Kabbalah Se'edus is just a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. So that's the Minchas Chinos Chiddush. That just as you see when it comes to your Nidachas, what is true of Gemar Din is not true of Kabbalah Se'edus. They're on a different scale. Gemar Din requires Ayin Aleph. Kabbalah Seidus only requires Chav Gimel. Hu Hadinami. There's no hechrich to assume what is true of Gemara Dina Dina Fashas Chav Gimel is also true of Kabbalah Seidus. And therefore, Sadigon writes Kabbalah Seidus Bechalota Rekula. Whether it's Mammon or whether it's Nefashos, it's sufficient to have Bezdin. What is the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita? So the Rav explains as follows. The view of the Rambam, view of the Ramban, cannot be that whatever is true of Gemar Din is true of Kabbalah Seidus. It's one halacha. It's not true. You see from Eni Dachas, these are two independent halachas, and it's no stira that one can require a different bezdin than the other. That's not the basis, the Rav explains, of the Shita of the Rabbah and the Ramban. What then is the Shita of the Rabbah and the Ramban? The following Kiddush, Dine Nefashos, requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. But Dine Nefashos is not limited, it's not Nikfa Al Yedei Psak Din. When I say Dine Nefashos requires Chav Gimel, you'll ask me, how is it that we determine? How would one be Magdir Dine Nefashos? The Chiddush of the Rambam, the Ramban, is the following, that we are not merely referring to the psak din of the nefashos that requires chav gimel, but din nefashos, even masa umatan shal nefashos, requires chav gimel. That's the chiddush. Masa umatan shal nefashos requires a bezna of chav gimel. Deliberation of din nefashos requires a bezna of chav gimel. It's not that everyone agrees that psak din requires chav gimel. And the basis of the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban is if whatever is true of psak din is also true of Kabbalah Seidus. You see, from Yidachas, that's not true at all. The Chiddush is the following. It's not just that the psak din of din nefashos requires a bezna of chav gimel. Din nefashos in its broader sense requires chav gimel. And that certainly includes masa matan as well. That's how the Rav formulated the Chiddush, the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban. Masa umatan shal nefashos requires the Bezdin of Chav Gimel. And that includes Kabbalah Seidus. Kabbalah Seidus is part of the process of Nefashos, which requires the Bezdin of Chav Gimel, not because there's a Gzeira Shava equating Kabbalah Seidus and Psak Din. And where do you see that this is true? So the Rav quoted a beautiful Raya, the Sugi and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, with the Tosas Dehar Maskol Rabbah, also a Tosas in Megillah, and Daf Yudal Mabeis Dehar Maskol Moreid, Tosas in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amad Aleph. Is there ever a case of Masa Umatan of Nefashos without Psak Din? So that the Rav explained is the case of Moreid B'Malchus. Tosus is bothered in those places, right? Most notably, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. What is the role of Bezdin when it comes to Moreid B'Malchus? Take a look at the Tosus. On the one hand, it is the Din Melech that empowers the king to put this individual to death. On the other hand, the involvement of Bezdin is absolutely crucial. Tosus writes the following Chiddush. The Psak Din is not rendered Al Yedei Bezdin. It's not that they have to issue a Psak Halacha, that this is your Chiyuv and carry it out. The Gemar Din is rendered and carried out by the Melech. But the masa umatan, the determination that this person is guilty because he was married to Malchus, that must be reached by the Sanhedrin. So Tosis explains the following Chiddush. A halacha, for example, that relates specifically to Pesach Din, for example, the need for Halonas Hadin, that a Pesach halacha cannot be rendered and carried out for Misa on the same day, but rather one must wait until the next day, that doesn't apply to Marav Malchus. Because there it's not a Gmar Din, a Pesach Din, a Bez Din. But yet, the Birur, the deliberation, the Masa Matan is done Al Yedei Bez. So the Rav uses this model. Even if you were to have a case of Din Nefashas, where there is no Pesach Din in the formal sense, that's Midin Melech. But still, a Bez Din of Chav Gimel is required, because Masa Umatin Shonafashos requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. The Chiddush is the following then. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, Kabbalah Sa'edus is considered to be Me'etzem HaMasa Umatin Shonafashos. Irrespective of Pesach Din, Tosis's case, where there is no Pesach Din. The Rambam's case in Perikud Gimel, where there already was a Pesach Din, irrelevant. Kabbalah Sa'idus of Nefashos inherently is Din Nefashos. Because in the broadest sense, Masa Matan requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel. It is not because of any hekish between Kabbalah Sa'idus and Gemar Din. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that answers the Kasha ben Chasinuch. When it comes to Irnidachas in terms of Masumatan is Din Nefashos. Was this group, was this individual, Oved Avodah Zarah, did it make the requirements of Irnidachas? Is there a Chi of Misa? There are Dinim HaMisuyamim, there are certain Chidushim when it comes to Irnidachas that require that it be carried out by the Sanhedrin Hagadola, by Bezdin Hagadol, that are only relevant to Gemar Din. The fact that the Nechasim are Asur Bahana, that's Halach of Gemar Din. The fact that there's a Tchi of Srefa, that's predicated on Gemar Din. The fact that you need involvement of Bezdin Hagadol, that's Halach in the Gemar Din. But the Masu Matan of Irnidachas is Masa Matan of Nefashos. And therefore, whatever is sufficient for Nefashos generally is also true when it comes to Irnidachas as well. So Irnidachas, up until that very last stage, the Torah does not insist on any involvement of Bezin HaGadol. The Torah just simply says, in order to carry out the Pesach Din, the Gemar Din of Irnidachas, that requires involvement of Bezin HaGadol. And there's no hekesh to assume what is true of Gemar Din is also true of Kabbalah Sa'idus. That's the Chiddush that the Rav suggests. How is that relevant to us? Because of the following point. The halacha that you need, a Bezin of Chav Gimel, is not a halacha in Gemar Din, but rather, Masa Umatan Shonafashos requires Bezin of Chav Gimel. And therefore, Kabbalah Zedus requires Chav Gimel. Therefore, Marav Malchus requires Chav Gimel, even if there is no Pesach Din. Therefore, the Rambam's case, Kabbalah Zedus, even Achar Gemar Din requires Chav Gimel. Masu Matan Shonafashas requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel. And that is not Nikva, that is not established Al Yedei Gemar Din. So I'll ask you then the following piece. This is already a step beyond, right, the piece that the Rav has printed, but this is what the Rav suggested in Shir. How now do you define Din Nefashos? It's not predicated on Gemar Din. Masu Matan Shonafashos requires Chav Gimel. So So how is it that we are koveya, that this is called Dini Nefashos? Well, there are a few possibilities. Everyone agrees you don't require Gemar Din Shel Nefashos. Vaharaya, the case of Marav Malchus. What do you require? See, here one could suggest several different possibilities. Maybe one possibility is the following. Simply the facts of the case. If what is involved is a Maisa Havera that warrants a Chiyuv Misa, that alone is sufficient to label something as Dini Nefashos. Even though there was no Taina of Dini Nefashos, no one came forward and said that I am coming to Bez in order to put this person to death, or even though there is no Raya of Dini Nefashos, there are no Adim that are present in order to say that this person is Chayav Misa, but merely circumstance, ha'uvdah, the fact that something was done that can warrant Dini Nefashos, that itself is sufficient to be koveya that this is called Dini Nefashos and not Dini Mamonos. That's one possibility, no? A second possibility is the following, no? The circumstance alone, right, is insufficient. Dini Nefashos is not nikva based on circumstance alone. You don't require the other extreme of a psak din lamisa in order to label something as din nefashos. But what do you require? Right, a form of birur hamoa l'nefashos. You require a form of deliberation that is meaningful in terms of din nefashos. So, for example, let's assume that the effect of Din Nefashos was never raised. There was no Tainas Valdin. But yet, there are Eidim that are coming and testifying to that which can result in an Onish of Misa, that is called Din Nefashos. Even though there is no Tainas Nefashos, but simply, if Bezdin will deliberate regarding that which is relevant for Nefashos, that is considered to be sufficient. That's a second possibility. It's not enough that there was a Maisa Veira that can result in being Nefashos. It requires that there was a threshold of Raya brought to Beis Din that is relevant to Nefashos. Now, third possibility would be the following. We only call something Dini Nefashos if it's a Hachra or a Hora of Beis Din al Iske Nefashos. It's a Psak Din, or at least a Hora, which is relevant to Nefashos. Even in a case of Mora Malchus, it's true. The formal Gemar Din and the need for Halonas HaDin is not necessary. But when Beis Din determines, when they're Machriya, that this person was guilty of being more of a Malchus, that is a whole raw, this kind of fashos. Because the next step will be, now the Melech has license to put that person to death. See, even though you're right, that the Mechayiv is not the Psak Din, the Gemar Din. Remember what we discussed before, no? Rabbi Kiveger and Afei, the Psak Din of Din of Fashos creates the Chiyuv. No, not true when it comes, for example, to more of a Malchus. It's not the formal Psak Din that creates the Chiyuv. That's not rendered Al Yedei Beis Din. But yet it requires, right, their Hachra in order to allow the next stage to occur. That also is called Dini Nefashos. Because their Hora, their Hachra is Al Iske Nefashos. Right, it's a matter of life and death. So again, everyone agrees that you don't require a formal Psak Din or Gmar Din of Beis Din to call something Nefashos. Only in his Masa Matan, Vaharaya Mor B'Malchus, Vaharaya the Rambam, Lachar Gmar Din. But what is necessary in order to label something as Din Nefashos? One extreme is just simply the facts speak for themselves. The facts of the case can possibly result in a capital offense. That alone is dina pashas. Or that Bezin will deliberate with a threshold of raya that is relevant for nafashas. Or even more, that Bezdin will render a decision, although in the formal sense, right? Not a psak din, which is mechayiv, but a hachra relevant to din nefashas. No? What is so significant about these three possibilities, l'chara, that is the machlokas are shown within this machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. According to Rashi Shita, our Gemara, right, is the first possibility. Step one. Now, circumstance, facts that could lead to nefashos. There's no tainas baldin. The husband did not come forward and say that, right, he desires that his wife be killed. The husband did not furnish any raya that's relevant to nefashos. There are no edim at all. What has happened? A husband has come to Bezin simply to relate a set of facts of Pesach Pasuach, Mamatzah Labicha Besumet, which give rise to a possibility that this is an Eishes Ishes in Sehus Hayamisa. That was not the Tainas Habal, nor was that the Raya that the Baal furnished. He didn't bring Eidim to that effect at all. That's step one. That's just the potential. Maisa vera hamachayev misa. The facts, the circumstance. So what's the halach in such a case? That Rashi understands is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Meir, that's called dini mamonos. That is not called masumat and shel nefashos. You're right. What we discussed 10 minutes ago, you don't require a psak din lamisa to label something as din nefashos. But you require more than just simply a set of circumstances that can result in an iser misa. And therefore, this is called din mamonos. The sheet of the Chacham and the way Rashi understands is, no, that's not true. The fact that now the issue has been raised, the idea has been floated, eshes ishes insa, this already is called din nefashos. Why din nefashos? Because choshesh and alaz. As Rashi understands, what does that mean? It doesn't mean choshesh and alaz in the derisive sense. That's Tosus is kasha. Choshesh and alaz usually means something else. What is Rashi saying? What's going to happen? Yatzako, yabo edim, shezinsa. That now is called din nefashos. Boshev Shad, according to Rashi, is the following. Why does Rashi give this understanding of Pesach Pasuach? According to Rashi, this is not Motzi Shemra in the strict sense. This is just a claim of Pesach Pasuach. What's troubling Rashi? Because apparently, according to Rashi Shita, if you were to explain Motzi Shemra at this point in the most literal sense, that a Baal is Motzi Shemra al Ishto and furnishes Eidim, well, of course that's called Dinei Nefashos. Even Reb Meir would argue that's called Dinei Nefashos. How would anyone say that? That is called Dinei Mamonos. What might you answer? Because the intent of the Baal is only a Chiyuv Mamon. And the Baal is not asking Bezdin to issue a Psak Halacha regarding Nefashos. He's just interested with an element of Dinei Mamonos. What's the answer? But what do you mean? He's furnishing Eidim. The Eidim that are brought are relevant for that threshold of Raya of Din Nefashos. That's step two. Everyone agrees. According to Rashi, it's called Din Nefashos. That would not be the Machlokes. Rabbein Nechachamim. See, if it would be Birur Hamol Nefashos, meaning that now you have Bezin convening with Eidim that are coming forward with a claim of Eishes Eishes Insa, less Mandapalik. That birur is koveya, that this is called masa umatan shel nefashos. And therefore, how is it possible to have the machlokes? That's what Rashi says, because there are no edim. The Baal is unaware of any edim. On that basis, Reb Meir says this is called cases of dini mamonos. Pashab Shat, according to the other Rishonim who do not argue, is Rashi. You can take a look at length in Chedushei Haran. This would not be true. If it was merely a Tainas Habal of Pesach Pesuach, where the threshold of Raya is that the Baal is Neman because Ein Adam Tareach Besudam Avsida, and there's no need for Edim, and therefore no Edim are brought, that is not called Dini Nefashos. Dini Nefashos requires more than simply circumstance which could result. It requires much more than that. And therefore, the Ran writes, quotes the Chiddush the Ramban, we must be talking about a case where Edim are brought. Without Edim, no one would say that this is called Din Nefashos. So what is the case? We'll have to see the details that are shown. The Ran writes, name of the Ramban is the following. The Baal brings Edim Shezinsa. And the Av comes to Bezdin with Edei HaZama, saying that the Edei HaAv are Edim Zomini Manoyisim. What is the Tainas HaAv? That's how the Ramban understands our sugya. The Tainas HaAv is not one of Nefashos. The Kavonas HaAv is simply to be able to be Gova Meir Kesef, not to have the Edim put to death. That's business. The Taina that's relevant to the Av is his entitlement to the Meir Kesef. So what is the Av asking the Bezin to do? To be machria dinim amanos. But the Edim that are being furnished create what we call birur hamol and nefashos. That's step two. No, this is not just step one, a set of circumstances that could result in din nefashos. No. Here the process of birur has begun that is absolutely relevant to din nefashos. Someone's going to be killed, no? If the father is right, he's going to be put to death. But right here now, in this limited window of time, the Av is not calling upon Bezin to do so. You do that on your own time. No? His taina is a taina smeya kesef. Good? So here, you have a taina, you have birur that is relevant to nefashos, but the hachras Bezdin right now is one of Yiskei Mamon. That, the Ron explains, is the machlokis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim call that din nefashos. Again, this is what's relevant to that Chiddush of the Rav. This is not a Gemar din nefashos. There won't be a Gemar din nefashos. No, you're having a Bezin of Shlosha that will address an issue of Edim Zomim. This is not a Gemar din nefashos. But the halach is not that Gemar din requires din nefashos. Halach is Masu Matan Shal Nefashos requires din nefashos. Isn't this Masu Matan Shal Nefashos? To Edim saying this is Neishis Ajinsa. To whether Edim saying Imano Aisim. What's the answer? That depends. This is birur hamol nefashos, in the sense that you're right, you have Edim that are coming forward, and their edus is going to determine, right, an issue of a chiyuv misa or not, but yet what is being asked of the Bezdin at this point in time is just simply hafras mamo. That, the Chachamim says, called din nefashos, and Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir says this is called dinim amanos. That's exactly what the Ran writes. The Ran explains the shitas hachamim. Kevan sheyesh be'edus hazama sa'edim chiv nefashos. Since when the edim are testifying imano hayisem, that's relevant to dinim nefashos. That's an admissible raya for din nefashos. This is not just stam inad matriach besudam afsidam. This is a raya that's relevant for din nefashos. Af al pi shav inot tave el knas. Even though the father says, "Look, do that on your own time," right? I'm just interested in the chiyuv knas. That the chachamim say is called din nefashos. And Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir l'chor agrees with that whole sugya daf lamed vav. You don't need a sak halach of dinafashas, but you need a hachra l'iskinafashas. No? Morim Alchus is a hachra l'iskinafashas, a lot of psak din. The Rambam's case, where there already was a gemar din. But Bezin has to be machriya that, you know what, that occurred, that there was a psak din of misa. That's called masamach nafashas. But in a case where all that Bezin is being asked is to make a determination regarding Meya Kesef, that Ramir says is still as of yet din of someone else, and it's sufficient to have a Bezin Shlosha. That's the difference between Rashi Shita as opposed to Shita Saramban. Tosus now quotes the view of Rabbeinu Tam. A very different case. Similar to the view of the Ran and the Ramban against the sheet of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam insists we're not talking about step one. A tainas habal of mamon beli edim. But rather we're talking about a case of hevi habal edim shezinsa. But what happens? Not hazama, but rather hachasha. And the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that even al yedei hachasha, there is a chiyuv knas of mei kesef. Even al yedei hachasha. That we'll see the other Rishonim dispute. Maybe only in a case of hazama, where the Tainas Habal is disproven, his Edom are proven to be Shakronim. Maybe only then we assume that's the Onish of Motzi Shema. What happens if the Baal furnished Edom and the Edom were not able to impose the particular Taina? That also is called Motzi Shema. Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll have to elaborate a little bit further, is that even al yedei hachasha there is a chiyuv of mei kesef. Wow. Even though lechaora, as a result of hachasha, we didn't undermine the edei habal, but nonetheless. So what happens? The baal is not going to stop here. He brought edim. Were his Edim proven to be absolute Shakranim Ayre Hazama? No, all we have is Hachasha. Hachasha means the latest Hasafik still remains. And therefore, we have to be concerned that the Baal is not going to rest. He is going to seek out, pursue other Edim to come and to testify. And that is how Rabbeinu Tam understands it, Choshishin Laz. What will happen? Right here and now, you're right. We're just interested in the Meya Kesef. Because the Baal was unable to fully substantiate his claim. But the Baal is not going to rest and allow the Bezin to convict him of Meya Kesef. He's going to try to do anything possible to solicit other Edim. If other Edim do in fact occur, now we have a problem. Now, this will become an instance of Din Nefashos and Chayshin and Alaz Hadayanim. All of a sudden we're going to have to say, stop. The case that we have convened with these dayanim in order to be done on the chiyuv knas is insufficient for the din of fashos of the present case. And that is what the Gemara means by choshesh din alaz. Why then does it have to be a case of hachasha? What's wrong with the case of hazama? Here Tosa says the following, because if Hazama, if the Baal's Edim were absolutely shown to be Edei Sheker, so Sulo Chayshin Nesadei Akrin, we're no longer concerned with the possibility of other Edim. Why? Tosa says, Demuchu Chamilsa Desadei Shakri Mahader Habal, because it's clear to us that this Baal is doing whatever he can, right, in order to get people to testify, even if it means he'll get people who will lie through their teeth. Good? And therefore, a chiddush, if it's hazama, all you need are three. Because case closed. It ends here with that element of dinei mamonos. If, however, it's hachasha, choshishin laz hadayim require chav gimel. What does Tosus mean? That if it's al yidei hazama, so therefore, that's it? Because mulcha milsa de sadei shakri, mahadar habaal. Or Achalaner writes, right, the very, very great chiddush, Achalaner himself points out, doesn't seem to be true, that la'achar hazama, what happens if 5 minutes later, the Baal brings more Edom into Beis Din? So Achalaner writes, Pashup Shat Nartosus, Einam Ne'amanim. Wow. Once we've determined that, Mucha Chamilsa, De Asede Shakrei, Mahadar Habal, forget it now. Now, we are not going to give him the time of day if he'll bring in 2 more, 4 more, 6 more Edom. That's what Tosus means. Boshem Shah, that's against the Sugin Makos Nafet. There is no halacha. But just because that Abaldim brought Edom, and they were proven to be Edom Zomin, means that we will discredit any other Edom who are ever brought on behalf of the Baal. Boshem Shah and Tosus just means no. Chayshinan. No? Right now nothing has happened. So do we have to concern ourselves with the possibility of future Edom? So Tosus Pashup Shat is writing the following. No, not this great Chiddush of Aruch HaNer. Pashup Shat also says, if the case is still open, and all we have is Hachasha, then we are concerned with the possibility that other Edom will be brought. Because that's the natural next step. Look, these Edom that you brought aren't helping us. We need more Raya. If, however, it's a case of Hazama, where the Edom are disproven and the Baal is discredited, he'll probably just pack his bags and go home. In which case, we don't have to concern ourselves with the possibility, right, that Shemo Yavo Edom Acherim. Not that if Edom Acherim come, Bezin will just ignore them. But we're dealing with choshesh in the lands. Do we have to assume A will lead to B, will lead to C, and therefore terrible? Laz hadayanim. The answer is if the Baal is absolutely discredited because his Edom are disproven, we don't have to worry about he's going to come back, right? And those Edom will be good Edom, and now it will unfold into a case of nefashos, and we'll have to convene another Edom, looking like that these first dayanim were unable to give a proper psak halacha. What does Rabbi Nutam mean when Rabbi Nutam says a case of hachasha? We're talking about a case where the Baal brings Edom Shizinsa. It results in hachasha. There's a chiyuv of mea kesef. What type of hachasha was Rabbi Nutam speaking about? See, hachasha can be understood in one of two possible ways. One possibility is a hachasha minei ubei, that there's a contradiction within the Edom themselves. For example, lo kivnu b'chakiros. Now, two Edom come, Bezin starts asking them questions, and all of a sudden, within the Jerisha b'chakira, you see that the Edom are not testifying to the same facts. That's the most extreme element of hachasha. Now, that form of hachasha results in a form of Edo Sheker. Is that when Rabbi Nutam says that there's a chiv of mea kesef? Because even in that form of hachasha, the Edom were discredited. And therefore the Baal is chayiv to pay? What about the normal case of hachasha? Normal hachasha is trei keneged trei. Two Edom say A, and then there are two other Edom that disagree. Let's assume two other Edom come to Bezin and say, what are you talking about? You say it happened there and then. There and then, the woman wasn't an Ashes Ishes Insta, the woman was with us. No, that's not Hazama. It's not a Yimano HaYisem on the Edom. You have a Hachasha disputing the facts of the case. So what's the Halach in such a case? So take a look. The Ran writes, when Rabbi Nutam insists that your Chayiv Mea Kesem in a case of Hachasha, it is only Hachasha Minei Ubei, Ben Shnei HaEdem Atzmon, but not Shrei Utrei. Because in Shrei Utrei, what do you mean? The Baal will still maintain what I'm telling you is absolutely certain. I claim those Eishes Ashinsa. And I brought Adam that she's an Eishes Ashinsa. So two other guys came into business and said differently. They're the ones who are lying. My Adam are telling you the truth. How can you be Mechayiv an individual, Meya Kesef, when you have not disproven his Eidos at all? At least if it's a Chashim Minei Obey, the Baal must be Modeh. That within the Gufo Shel Eidos, there's some element of Sheker. So that's Chiddush number one. Right, of the Ran within Rabbi Natan. That Hachasha does not mean Trey can get Trey. All that means the Baal failed to prove his case. But there's no Chiyuv of Mea Kesef failing to prove. There's only a Chiyuv Mea Kesef if you discredit. Then the Ran quotes a step further in the name of the Baal Yatosis. What happens if it's a case of Hachasha? Ben Shnei Ha'edim Atzma. The two Edim themselves are contradicting each other. Is it so simple that there's a Chi of Mei Kesef in that instance? What happened to these Edim? They weren't subject to Hazama. They didn't get through the process of Drisha V'Chakira. So wait a second. This claim that this woman is an Eishes Ish, it has many different ramifications. Hefsir Ksuva, she's Asur al Habal, there's a potential Chiyuv Misa. So we already learned earlier, Drisha V'Chakira is not needed for Dina Mamos. Drisha V'Chakira is needed for Dina Fashos. What happens if you have Drisha V'Chakira and it results in a Hachasha? Obviously, that is insufficient for Dina Nefashos, but would we allow that Eidos to be meaningful for Dina Mamonos? Dina Mamonos didn't require Derisha V'Chakira, but there was Derisha V'Chakira. Why did Bezin do it? Because one of the Nafkaminas was Nefashos. And the Eidim did not survive Derisha V'Chakira. Is their Eidos relevant for Dina Mamonos? Or does one argue, look, you don't need Derisha V'Chakira. But if you have the Drisha V'Chakira, they don't survive the Drisha V'Chakira, that Eidos is irrelevant even when it comes to Dinei Mamon. If you should assume that no, this Eidos is intact for Mamon and not for Nefashos, that's what the Ran suggests, so it would be very ironic. The Eidim are believed as far as Hefsid Ksuv is concerned. But as far as Meya Kesev, what we argue, the Baal has to pay. So the Eidim are considered to be Ne'amanim for Mamon, but yet at the same time, we're going to turn around and say, this is a case of Mosi Shemra. How in fact can that be? That's the Chiddush that the Ran points out. Even in a case of Hachasha Minei Ubei, there wouldn't be a Chiyuv of Mea Kesef, because since the Eidus is fit for Hefsik Suva, and in order to create the Israel Habal, how is it possible to now turn around and to say that you have to pay Mea Kesef? So take a look at that Chiddush, right, of the Ran. Go over what we discussed earlier about the Drisha V'Chakira, that Ram Nofosedus, Paragimel HaChagimel. If you don't require Drisha V'Chakira, what does that mean? Was Drisha V'Chakir just simply Alachin Bezdin? Was Drisha V'Chakir mi Gufo Shal Eidos? What if there's Hachash in Drisha V'Chakira? The Rambam absolutely disagrees with this Chiddush. The Rambam writes, you don't need Drisha V'Chakira. What if there's Hachash in Drisha V'Chakira? Forget it. Even in Inyanei Mamon, that Eidos would not be accepted. So take a look and then continue. Go through Rabbi Natan very carefully, the Sheet of the Ramban very carefully. Right? This is within the Sheet of Ula. We'll have to go through, right, the entire approach of the Gemara, all the possibilities in the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chacham. Okay, so we'll continue with the sugya. Eretz Hashem, on Monday, Sunday, we'll discuss. some attendance.